Got you locked in on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Fresh FM 102.9 on a beautiful Tuesday. And I always say the best thing about Tuesday is that Monday is no more. And Friday is much closer than it was yesterday. And I did promise you a special guest in studio. And I did mention that this guy is quite the person to behold. Joining me right now is Mr. Pedro Forster. How are you?
Hi. No, I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. Now, earlier we were talking about your pieces that are essentially all around the world. And we were quite blown away by what we've seen for today. So it's great to have you in studio, and it's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. You're so kind, I almost believe you.
Now let's dive into the talk. They're going to be having an exhibition kicking off that is at the National Art Gallery called Memorabilia. Now, what inspired the title Memorabilia, and how does this encapsulate that is the work that you have been doing throughout the years?
Yeah, the exhibition is almost like a retrospective also. Mm-hmm. So it's got very early work, middle work, and then very new work. But I became aware of my development through these stages. And that's what Memorabilia is about. It's momentous occasions that happens, and it sends you in a certain direction, and after years you really see the value of it. And it's the same with a art sort of artifact, a little piece of wood or stone or whatever that you picked up when you were somewhere special, and that stone becomes your memorabilia of that time.
Yeah.
And if you're young, and when you were young, and when you were reckless, and you think about it, and you say, oh, it was not bad, it was momentous.
Yeah. That's very true. You have about 33 different works within this particular exhibition.
Yeah.
What inspired the choice with reference to the different, you know, moments of memorabilia with reference to works? What inspired the choices with reference to that?
I think it's a showcase of all the different media that I used, which is from photography to pencil to pastel to oils, but mainly oils. I love to work in oil. Mm-hmm. It's a very sensuous medium, and you can really create great nuances if you use oil colors. And it takes a long time to dry, so you've got a long time to make up your mind also.
I like that. Now, these works, you know, they bridge into elements of landscape, technology, mystic symbolism. You even have some erotic works as well, with spears and people and the bride and the husband, and also diving into nuances, you know, of gender-based violence in Namibia. So let's dive into the stories that your pieces tell, and maybe one or two that you'd like to highlight.
Yeah, I would like to highlight almost all of them, but the one that I'm thinking of, which is, I suppose, most people can relate to, is the woman and child, which is almost like a Madonna and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And but there's some sort of things that's going to happen to this baby, and it's slightly reflected in small areas of the work, so it becomes serious, but on the first viewing it's gentle and sweet. And then it starts to, when you think about it, it becomes more and more serious, and not morbid, but by ernstig.
Yeah. Wow.
Someone said that my women are very, almost erotic, almost. And I didn't know that. I thought that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I think the beautiful thing about art is that it can be interpreted differently for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the most brilliant thing of it. Now, you're not only a painter, you're not only just a photographer, but you're also a writer, you know?
Yeah.
How does your different forms of expression, you know, visual and literal, how do they complete each other with reference to storytelling?
Yeah, the thing is, I can't multitask. I'm a typical male, I think. so I can either write and it happens that way. When I'm writing, I can't paint well.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm painting well, I can't write well. So it's sort of mutually exclusive. So I either do painting or I do writing, or I go about and I take photographs of quite simple, mundane things, because I like to use these things and develop them into abstract compositions.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me pleasure if I can take something simple and ugly even and beautify it through art.
Wow. Now, what is the one thing you would say that you value as compared to like every artist in the world or in Namibia? What's that one thing that you value the most about creating that most people usually don't?
Sure, that is quite a shoe question. I think that you bring, that every artist brings a unique view on society or the world, or show something in a much broader sense. And that valuable contribution, if it's pure and not copied from someone else, because that happens a lot,
mm-hmm.
you have to stay pure as in and true to your character, and then you will produce the work that can maybe inspire other people, or that's a work that I consider to be important.
Yeah.
If I look at someone else's work and I think, this is really great, this guy or woman knows what he or she is doing. Yeah. I don't know if that quite answered you, but
yes, it does.
Yeah.
And I must say, with reference to your answer, I think you're even the perfect example of that. You know, someone that knows what they're doing, someone that's real with their work. I mean, I think even the world kind of sees it. You have works in Italy, Germany, Wales, Scotland. You know, all these different places. So I 100% agree with you with reference to that. Now, you also work with rocks as well, you know?
Yeah.
Your name is Pedro, but it's from, is it Latin, if I'm not mistaken?
It's the Latin of Petra. Yeah.
Petra, which means rock. Now, is this something that you're inclined to doing? Like, is it something that you know, because your name stems from that, is it something that you're doing by force, genetically speaking?
You know what Shakespeare said, what's in a name, and I think you become your name if you can live long enough.
Mm-hmm.
You become what you are. And my very first works were actually about rock art and art against, rock. Mm-hmm. And then I began to look in, or try to look inside the rock. And then I tried to use the shadows of the rocks to create forms.
Hmm.
From these rocks and how the light is falling on them. So, yeah, that was my departure point, and I still love to do rock constellations. But now it seems that the rock face has become more transparent in my work. So it's like passing. I'm thinking about between the devil and hard rock, or what's it saying?
Yeah,
but
something in the hard place, something like that.
The hard place. this veil, it becomes a veil of the rock's face, and you paint on it, but somehow magically you also go into it. So it's two worlds that you combine.
Wow.
In a way, yeah. So that's why I do art, because there's always a wow factor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, I think we are sold 100%. Now, this exhibition is going to be happening on the 7th of August at the National Art Gallery. Is it free entrance? Do you have to pay $1 million to enter?
Yeah, you can always deposit a few million here and there.
Just a few. Just
to keep things going, you know.
Yes, exactly. But outside of the gallery, if we'd like to, you know, witness your pieces or buy your pieces, how can we further, you know, experience these different pieces?
Yeah, I just want to say that it opens at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
The exhibition on the 7th. And it's very difficult to put a value, for me, to put value on a work of art, because some of them are really very personal. It's a very personal piece, and it's like you're giving away something of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not always very welcome. People don't
<That's you. laughs>
always like to see what you're giving them, or they are shy, or they're inhibited. So what am I use my art to express myself, and that's not very successful lots of times, because people misinterpret what you're trying to say or do. And I always just refer them back to the canvas or to the painting and say, look at the painting, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the painter, you are the onlooker. It's almost like a song.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. With that said, it's an honor and a privilege to chat with you.
It's pretty nice being here. Thank you.
I'm definitely coming to the exhibition. I love art as well, so I'll definitely be there. And once again,
have you got a million?
Do I have a million? I'll have to. I'll have to do a GoFundMe or something, but I'll try my best to get the million. If not, I'll come beg at the door. But it will definitely be there. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio, Mr. Pedro Forster.
Thank you very much.
And looking forward to seeing your work.
Good.
With that said, that was Mr. Pedro Forster. If you did miss the chat, you can catch it on our website. That's at www.freshfm.com.na. National Art Gallery is the place to be on the 7th of August 2025 from 6 o'clock. And you can go in and experience the beautiful works of Pedro Forster and looking at all his memorabilia. Keep it locked and don't you dare go anywhere.
I'm here live for...